How can I help? I've often spoken about the importance of asking good questions when networking. Today I want to focus on one of the most important ones. How can I help? More specifically, let's look at a variety of ways we can ask it and which ones might be better to use than others. Let's start with the obvious, how can I help, and other similar ones. Of course, none of these are bad questions. They all convey your concern to the other person. The only downside is that they can also cause the other person to freeze since they don't know what you're offering. Who are you trying to reach? I like this one a little more because it's more specific and therefore more likely to jog someone's memory. It can still cause someone to freeze up, but you can help by asking if they're trying to meet a specific person, a position within a specific company, or one of a group of people. Who's your perfect client? Where the previous question was an attempt to help them extend their network, this is a specific offer to help them get business. Unfortunately, despite the value of having a focused target market, many people have a tendency to be a little too general. Be prepared to help them narrow things down with some follow-on questions. What are your plans for the next year? This is probably one of my favorites because it focuses on the ultimate outcomes. You help them chart the journey toward those goals and maybe connect them with some help along the way. This ends up being a big win as far as strengthening the relationship goes. The best networkers know their success is dependent on how well they can help other people succeed in their own lives. The best way to know how to do that is to ask. While the person we're trying to help may not always know the answer, sometimes just our asking can take them in a direction that they may not even have considered, and that may be enough in itself. So go ask some questions. You might be surprised at how quickly you can help the members of your network.